This is KSA-EDQ monitoring.
K8BB W8FU.
K8Delta.
I think I had some static on my other side of my radio, and I missed that. Who was that? Yeah, it's a little bacon fry-y, but, yeah, go ahead. Is that Phil?
I'm going to go over to the other side.
Hi, Sean. Checking in from Grand Rapids. K2LTS with the repeater on the bench.
Sounds good. Alrighty.
Alright, so we'll get that one installed next week. Checking to see how you think it sounds.
I think it sounds quite good. Is it an MTR or you doing the Quantar?
Well, it's an MTR. I'm going to put that in for now, and then we're going to wire up and test and tune the Quantar for backup replacement whenever that thing dies again.
Still sounding kind of shaky, Phil.
Yeah, I'm inside the building here and the battery died. Got another battery here. You want to try the other system?
I don't have any P25 with me.
Okay, sounds good. I just wonder, you're not at the shop today, are you?
Negative. Not working today. Out on a shopping trip.
Oh, okay. I was going to see if work on that mic button, but anyways, I'm using the speaker mic. That's temporarily solved the problem.
Yep, I mentioned that I wouldn't be able to get to it until at least next week. Hey, now, TJ, so you guys are going to handle that then. You won't need me for any of that, I'm guessing.
No, I shouldn't. And I'm going to do that first and wire up stuff downtown before we come out to your site. And then we'll meet you out there and we'll get that stuff all taken care of at your site out there.
All right, because things are, you know, people are starting to pull slots from me. I've got 2 to 4 on Monday and I think something filled up Wednesday, I think. Something slipped in there, so, you know, slowly slots are getting occupied next week. Still fairly open, but got some things.
All right, well, penciled in for Tuesday. That's kind of what we're looking at.
All right, I'll punch that in and should be good. Anyhow, Phil, I mentioned yesterday when we were talking, I can get you probably all you need, but I won't even be able to get on it until Monday, so.
Yeah, right. Just in case you can come on. Anyway. All right. No problem. Like I said, using the speaker mic is the solution right now.
Yeah, right. That'll solve it for you. So there you go. Okay, I'm honing in on my first stop here. Got to get some shopping done and then get some lunch. And then I got the grandkids, so got a day planned.
Okay. They had a lithium ion battery here for this radio at work, so I'm trying that out.
Find out what they cost or how much you can get them for. TJ needs one as well.
Yeah, I will. I got a note when I get a chance.
Yeah, is that for a 2500?
It works.
Dad, didn't catch that. Mostly static.
Yes, TJ, it's for 2500.
All right, cool, thanks. Casey Delta.
All right, we'll see you next week. So, sounds like things are coming together. Let me know if anything I can do in advance. I do got the cables made up, so, I guess we won't need one for down there, unless you want to somehow get it from me.
Yeah, let me jump out. Maybe it's here.
I'll get it from you Tuesday because I'm going to set that thing up as a backup in case the other one fails.
Okay, real good. We'll see you Tuesday. I'll check my calendar here in a moment, make sure I got it blocked out. At my next stop, W8FU.
Yep, later, Sean. KCLQ.
I gotta do this right. ABAPR. WAB.
And while if you're listening here and could hear this, I can't get in on that P25, but I can hear you.
Yeah, I caught you. I was going to tell you, on eBay, there was a lot of 9XTS 900 radios. They needed batteries and antennas, but he wanted $100 a piece for them. He wanted to sell all 9 at one time. I didn't know if that was something that would be of value to you or not.
Not sure. Probably not that many. I already have one, so just need a good battery. The battery died on it. It powers the radio on, but as soon as I transmit the radio power cycles, it doesn't have enough capacity to keep the radio and transmit.
Yeah. It's a different battery, right?
Yeah, correct. I got plenty of XTS 5000 batteries, but not 2500s because we don't use those at work.
I got it. Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. I didn't know, but they were 2500, so I figured I'd at least let you know that they were out there. So I was also trying to get a hold of Phil, told him that I could help him out on his P25 setup. But I think he's working, so he must have dropped off. I was trying to get in, and there was never the right time for what I had to say. All right. Looking forward to, I'll be with Sean on Tuesday. I'm looking forward to meeting him.
All right, very good. We'll see you Tuesday then. KCLC.
LEAVD.
WDAKLL.
WAVD mobile.
The decision has been made. What decision could he possibly mean?
Oh, it's a big one, folks. This is earth-shattering. Get out your pencils and paper. Can I go to Value Center or Hollywood Market for that last few items on the grocery list? Shouldn't you be at work working?
I have people for that, Fred.
All right. See, we don't pay you for much of anything.
Hey, some people charge a lot for their services. I'm good for nothing.
Are you doing breakfast in the morning?
I am.
All right, well, I might get a wise box done, and if I do, I'm going to bring it down to you in the morning. See? For TJ.
Oh, look at you go. All right.
And if you don't want to run all the way down, but you can maybe take advantage and do barbecue or something or whatever, or I could meet you, come up that way, or even Sunday I could get together, we could do breakfast up there in the, I don't know, a lot of things. But yeah, if it's convenient, come down. Sure, come on down.
He got a USB card and we got him stepped through the pie, and I'm like, this pie, I mean, I know we were only on a 1 meg connection, but, like, I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's taking forever to compile. Like, TJ, you know, we switched over to Wi-Fi, and he's like, well, this thing is complaining about a low voltage supply. I'm like, all right, I said, I'll get it running so that he can do his testing, and then I'm just going to get a Wi-Fi box. Like, I should have done it when I was driving. I dropped stuff off to him last weekend, and I wasn't thinking about it, and I'm like, yeah, so, like, by the time you come over here, we're going to put a wise box in.
Now, if you want, I could get a wise box online at the house and give you access. Just let me know what minimal. If you could do it remotely, and I'd have it. If you don't want to, you know, drive all the way down. But, yeah, I'd love to see you have breakfast. That'd be great. But, it's a long haul just to drop off a wise box. So if there's anything I can do to facilitate that, let me know, because there's a lot of options.
Well, I know Michelle's got to go to work at, I think she said at 8 tomorrow. So, like, you guys have breakfast at 8:30. I would have to leave here by 7:15, because I think it says it's going to take me an hour or 58 minutes to get there. And so I was like, well, if I get up when Michelle wakes me up when she gets up, then yeah, I can do it. What else am I going to do? Oh, wait, I got to work tomorrow. But not till after. So I'm like, I either have to go in late tonight and do it, or I got to do it tomorrow. So I'm like, well, Michelle's already working tomorrow, so I might as well do what I need to do tomorrow.
Okay, well, you think about that, and like I said, if that works out, that's great. That'd be good excuse to come down and hang for a minute. If not, like you said, there's any number of things we can do. I can meet you, I can come up that way, we could do lunch, sometime later, or we could do something Sunday similar, maybe I could come up, to the Pontiac-ish area, and we'd cut, a good clip off there. I could get a Weiss box online and give you remote access, just get Debian on it, or get Debian and, just get new copy of Debian on it and get it online for you.
Like I said, you let me know. You know, we'll say tentatively you're going to be down here, but if something else needs to work out, we'll work it out. I'm meeting with TJ on Tuesday, so you know, we have until Tuesday to get anything we need to get in his hand. So I just pulled up at the market, though. I went with Hollywood. So unless you got anything else, I'll be back out here in a few.
Nope, I just got home, had my breakfast. I had to take good people to the vet this morning, so I didn't get back home until about 20, 30 minutes ago, so I just finished my breakfast, and I heard you. I was like, oh, I better see if you're doing breakfast in the morning, because I hear all about this cozy cabin. But go grocery shopping.
WDF. There you go. Just got the odds and ends. I went to BJ's, and, you know, my wife says, oh, get me syrup. It's two, like, ginormous, you know, bottles, you know, you got to buy, you know, and, oh, get this, get that, and everything's, like, two ginormous. It's just us, you know. It's like, you know, certain things I can do, you know, things that are not perishable, you know, that I'll keep, you know, but, you know, for the most part, it's like, yeah, I'll just go, you know, for that item, I'll just slide down the list and go get the rubber. She wanted peanut butter, right? In BJ's, I got to get, like, you know, 6 pounds of peanut butter. It's like, it doesn't go bad. I could have, but you know what? I'm just going to go to a little independent grocer in the area. All right, I'm babbling. Catch ya. W8FU.
November 8, Victor Yankee, new radio check. Anybody out there give me a new radio check?
Yeah, you're working. Casey, this is it too. But you got a beta burst at the end of your transmission.
I think that's a feature of the radio that I'm going to have to address. I got a BTEC UV Pro. And it works with my cell phone Bluetooth, but it has features that I'm not accustomed to. One of them is putting a data burst at the end of my transmission.
Well, you can turn it off because it's four times as loud as your voice.
And four times more annoying.
Okay,
yeah,
we're to the wise. This is November 8, Victor Yankee, Doug, and then Clarkson. And I will look for that feature of the data burst and get rid of it. Thanks for the heads up. 73.
You're sending me EPRS over this channel. You might want to turn it off, please.
Well, I'd have picked the other store had I, if I didn't suffer from Alzheimer's.
See, if you would have gone to work, you wouldn't have had to deal with all this.
I mean, you know, some of the odds and ends on my list were from the last time I went shopping, and I picked the same store to go to, and of course they didn't have what I'm looking for. I get in there today, and I get there, and I went, oh, crap, I should have picked the other place. So now I got to make another stop to get that last thing off the list. Luckily, Kroger's is right in the corner from Hollywood, so already in their parking lot.
Ordinary
syrup or anything but maple is requested of me.
There are lots of people on that band.
Hello, radio.
Okay, there was a double. There was Fred saying, use this radio, and somebody else saying there are lots of people, and that's all I heard.
No, I had to switch to the other receiver. Because the wind's blowing and the antenna's moving.
Lots of people going now. All right, whatever. I'm at Kroger's. Back in a bit. W-A-F-U.
Wow. You have to go to Kroger. W-F-S-M. I said I was, I sent a new Wise rack mount case to the printer because I'm like, oh, I've only got one left, and if I take that with me, I'm going to need one to replace it. So, 15-hour print job. Here we go. W-F-S-M.
Hey, Fred, WDAKLO.
Yeah.
Just curious where you're at. I'm close to you. Do you use the Holley repeater or the Flint repeater? It seems like, to me, the Holley repeater sounds better than the Flint repeater. I just wanted to get your take.
Depends where I am in the house.
Okay. All right. I was just curious. I'm on the Holley repeater right now. Obviously, I have no problem hitting either one, but it seems like the Flint repeater is more of a low tone. The sound is different than the Holley repeater.
Yeah, it's going to get replaced, but there's a little bit of a tonal difference between the two.
Okay, yeah, I was just curious what one you're using and your opinion. All right, thanks. WD8KLO clear.
NAVY W8KMN.
This is November 8, Victor Yankee. I'm trying to work out some controls on my radio. I think it's putting spurious transmissions out. Is that correct?
You're putting out APRS transmit packets on the UHF channel, so I recommend switching your channel radio to a different channel while you work that out.
Thank you for the information. That's what I will do. Yeah, this is a new radio, and it's not easy. 73, and thank you for
no problem.
Going clear.
Good day, Seaman.
Is that the one that's been hitting the Flint, or the one of the repeaters up there for the last week or two?
It could be. This time I actually decoded it. So, NAYF.5, so.
Yeah, I was going to flip something on to decode it. But, all right. Man, I can't believe it. I went to Kroger's and they don't got what I'm looking for. So it's like, holy crap. How hard can it be to get syrup that isn't maple or corn?
Wait, you want syrup that isn't maple? Or is there any other type of syrup that isn't maple?
Like boysenberry, I think there's blueberry, I think there's a couple different ones. My wife wanted some pancake syrup that wasn't maple or, you know, and corn, you know, corn is just a variation of that theme. And I think there's cherry, I think there's all kinds of different syrups, but good grief, Hollywood doesn't have them, Kroger doesn't have them. I'm going to go to Holiday Market now. If Holiday Market doesn't have it, I'm going to open up a company making boysenberry syrup.
I don't think I'd call it syrup. I think I would just then call it sauce.
Oh, great. I'm on the narrowest of roads in Royal Oak, and I got a guy with a trike riding in the bike lane, but he is taking up every bit of his half the lane. And this is a double yellow, you can't pass kind of, oh man, stay off Gardenia, you dingbat. And I'm a biker.
Well, they're hitting him. It's worth 20 points, though. So, if you want 20 extra bonus points.
Yeah, Gardenia through Royal Oak here is real narrow. You know, there's no shoulder at all. And, you know, it's pretty busy thoroughfare. They do have bike lanes on it in certain areas. And the whole thing's designated bike route. So, but if you're running something like a trike, or if you're some of these idiots, and mostly in my age group, you know, that have found biking in their golden years, and, you know, and they're going to ride two up, take up their half of the outermost lane, like they're entitled. You know, stay off the roads like Gardenia, but no.
Hey, I've had a trike. I like my trike.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's just, you know, it takes up a lot of space. And if you're on a pretty, you know, tough road, stay out of downtown Ferndale. You know, there's a road one block south and one block north, a 9 mile road running right through downtown Ferndale. You know, run that. And, you know, Gardenia is another fine example. You know, most everywhere else you can get away with it. But, yeah, Gardenia from like Hilton or Campbell, whatever they call it down here, to Main Street in Royal Oak is it's just too tight. 12-mile road, but 12-mile road is, I wouldn't even take a regular bike on that. Hell, I don't even like my regular bike on Gardenia, my regular bike. I tend to just, again, one block north or one block south, you got beautiful, easy rolling, you know, no hassle. I just don't know why people don't think of it. Ah, whatever. Get off my lawn.
So, we're launching two new websites for the golf courses, and I just flipped the DNS and propagated everything because I said, okay, change your DNS record, and I did. And they have yet to finish the web server config and SSL. So, everything is throwing errors, and people are freaking out. And I'm like, hey, you guys knew we were flipping the DNS and told me to. But yet you didn't finish your server. Joy.
Hey, that's why you get the big bucks, man, to deal with that. And hello, Miss Miniskirt. The one nice thing about Royal Oak anymore, you can get past all the pros. There's usually a lot of really nice yoga pants. Anyhow, I digress. What was I going off about? I saw the mini skirt and I lost it.
Well, that's what normally happens when the mini skirt happens. You lose it. Yeah. I'm gonna go tomorrow. I gotta go to the golf course tomorrow, so I understand the certain type of person that or people that we hire for the bar carts and the behind the bars, yeah.
I think what you're saying is you're going to be halfway here anyhow. And probably being generous, but already. Oh, man, there's another. What is that? Oh, those are booty shorts. Some pink tennies. You go, girl. Ah, man, anyhow, there's yoga pants. Damn this road. Stay off of Main Street. Well, I know what I was going to say. So, you know, I got that k8fbi.org. I went ahead and I did that. And all I did was I do a redirect to the Allmon 3 page, or the Allmon 2 page for FBI, because at this point I have no other content worthy. You know, maybe later if I set up a website and I can have a link to that from there, fine, but right now that's pretty much it. And so there were two ways you could do it. You could do a forward that was like temporary, you could do a forward that was like permanent or something. And one of them, that it shows the domain name when they hit. The other one shows the actual name. And I went temporary because I'm not 100% sure I'm going to always have it routing to that, you know, to the Allmon 2 or anything else. You know, does it really matter? And if it does, which one should I have picked? You know what I'm talking about, temporary versus, like, I don't know if it's permanent or whatever.
Kind of how they treat it in GoDaddy, but you should redirect to the k8fbi.servbeer.com URL because going to the IP makes the cross-site not work, so the bottom half doesn't work for the, when you do that separate thing for the dual Allmons.
Okay. Yeah, I think I am because it's coming up right. I'm not 100% sure, but I thought that's what I did. Regardless, you know, whichever one I got to do it to, should it be temporary or permanent or something? I think temporary if I'm not sure I'm going to. I think it's just a matter of whether it stores it and whether that's what shows up in people's, you know, if people were to click save, they would say, I'm not sure. Did I put 44 in there? Which I shouldn't do. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. I'll look at it when I get home. But really the question was temporary versus permanent.
Yeah, you did the 44 because I just tested it. That's why the bottom's not working. All it does is in the redirect code is it states that if it's treated as temporary, the user, whenever they go to that, they're always going to query the site and then do the redirect, whereas permanent will, like, cache a permanent redirect. So, like, it saves server lookup times in the future. So I would leave it as temporary for now.
Yeah, that's what I thought, because if this works, then there'd be no need for me to have the serve beer, you know, so I was going to let it run for a while. It cost me nothing to do the serve beer, except for every month I got to renew, you know, because I don't pay them. And so, you know, if eventually I could get rid of that, but what I'd really like to do is I'd like to redirect, or I'd like that to go to a web page, you know, and then from there you could get to the, get to the Allmon page and all that. But we're going to be upgrading that to Allmon 3 eventually, and if we do that, we're probably going to be able to do the what we're doing now, you know, like we're doing it with, you know, MI8 and WA8MAC. Oh, by the way, WA8MAC.org is a thing now. So instead of, you know, because it's hard to give them the actual qualified domain, you know, name. So we're just going to give them, you know, now it's waamac.org, and that one should be all set too. Although I didn't do the redirect on that one. Paul did it, so I don't know how that's set up. But just a lot easier to tell people on our side of town.
Yeah, I saw that. So what we'll do, maybe we can talk, well, maybe if we have breakfast, we'll go over it more. Because we want to upgrade the hub to ASL3 anyways, we can just have you point DNS to the IP of that and have the web server there, but we'll figure out what you want to do. We can make it work for you however you want. But I do know we want to update. I think your hub and the northern hub are still on Debian 10. I think they're still on the Debian 10 ASL, but everything else, I think I've got up to ASL3 on Debian 12, so I just got to get around to doing it. Not like I don't have other 400 things in my plate.
Oh, yeah, and don't mistake, you know, my query as being, you know, asking. If I got something I'd like you to pay attention to, you know, I'll flat out PM you and spit it out. No, this is just food for thought. I don't care. Winner if you get to it. You know, as far as the 3 goes, though, you know, we know we had that problem with Broadcastify. So all I did, I set up a little ham VoIP Pi, And it's running ham VoIP, and I just did the ham VoIP instructions for it, and that thing's just sitting in the shop, connected up to the Mecca. And its purpose in life is just to broadcastify. And if we upgrade FBI to All-Star, ASL-3, which we will, I presume I'll have the same problem because something's broken with ASL-3 and the newest versions of Lame and EasyStream. So I'll just do the same thing. We won't even bother with it. I like your archiving. You know, that's kind of like the Rock of Gibraltar. But for that, real-time kind of thing, I'll just add a node to that. I'll add a node to that Pi I set up, which is missions in life is just to feed Broadcastify, and I'll add another one, and I'll have that one. Mission in life will be to feed, FBI. So that's how we'll do that.
Yeah, it bugs me. He doesn't want to do any more polls for new feeds. Whatever, dude. It's worked fine for us for so many years. That's how all of ours work.
Well, not only that, I explained to him that the code is broken. All-Star 3 does not play well with Lame and EasyStream. So you can't get it working reliably with the newest recommended version of All-Star. Everybody should be running ASL-3. No bones about it, right? And, Debian 10 is deprecated, and, we've moved on, and Ham VoIP is, they claim we're alive and well. No, you're not. You can't get anybody to do anything there anymore. They're long gone. And it pisses me off that they try to pretend, they're still relevant. It's still a good product, don't get me wrong. It still works and everything, but they're like, how much longer, right? Whatever. That's another story entirely. So ASL-3 is the only way to fly. And EasyStream and Lame don't work with it. So, I explained this to him, but he doesn't want to do the polls. So, okay, then it's broke. How many is that going to break eventually?
Well, it's only broke when you try to send to his server. If you send it to any other, a true Icecast 2 server, guess what? That's what all I'm doing. I'm literally sending on all of our ASL-3 nodes, sending it to a direct Bay Icecast 2 server. And you see how it works. So, what is he doing differently with his Icecast implementation and his big clustering system that it's not liking it? That, what I mean?
Yes, that almost makes it worse because not only it doesn't play well because of you. If you were to upgrade your stuff, so you can either pull like you used to do or upgrade your crap. So it's all on him, right? So I don't want to complain. I set up a Ham VoIP Pi. It's who cares if I don't care if it breaks. Its mission in life is just to feed broadcast site, and that'll be fine until he either gets off his ass and fixes his stuff or whatever. But all right, anyhow. Well, I am at Holiday now, and if they don't have Boysenberry syrup, I'm gonna put my hair in a bob, and I'm gonna ask to speak to the manager.
Boysenberry sauce. There's only one syrup in life, and it's maple. I'm sorry. I'm just like people think oat milk's really milk. No, it's oat juice. You're drinking nut juice.
Hey now. All right, I'm at Holiday. W8FU.
W8VD Mobile.
That's it. I give up.
I am too, because these people are pissing me off. They just said, you need to use this A record, and then this is the IPv6 record. And it's completely different than what they sent yesterday. And then the IPv6 record they sent me isn't even a valid IPv6 address, and I just said that you guys sent me this is not a valid address. Let me guess, you couldn't find your juice?
hold on call.
Okay, yeah, it was OptumRx, all the trouble I've been having with the 90-day prescriptions. I didn't want to ignore their call. They needed some confirmation information, all this other stuff. Enter this, enter that. And all they said was, your order has shipped. Like, well, I didn't need to, but I was afraid there'd be some other hoop that I didn't jump through.
One second, I'm pulling a tape. Michelle just said EMS is at her place and no one knows why.
Oh, nothing to worry about. Somebody just contracted the World War Z virus.
Alright, never mind, I found it. Sir, I found it in the tape, so I just told her what it was. 80-year-old female fell in the parking lot. Is all there standing outside next to their silver vehicle, but nobody bothered, so the EMS and everybody else goes inside trying to figure out what the heck. Then turn off the other pin radio. Are you back? Could you come back to the signal? Because, yeah, you were crappy on camera.
I wouldn't even got on there, but I thought the guy had an echo mic, and I was kind of like, get out of here with that. But he just had a radio on in the background.
Well, I was going to tell him, chop that off then. Sounds like you got a damn echo mic. This isn't CB. I don't care how you're making it work.
Yeah, I thought the same thing, but then I said, you know what? Breathe, breathe, kinder, gentler.
Be the nice, Sean.
Screw that crap. Woo! Woo, we got a barn fire. Ripley, ooh, right there. Wonder if I can swing it. Oh, let me swing a camera.
I guess Detroit's down. I got to get in there to the PDU and bump it. I just saw the text from Jack came in last night. I went to bed early, so it's been out since last night. Oh, I wonder why that thing does that. It's an MTR, and it just needs to be rebooted every so often. Sometimes, you know, goes a day. Sometimes it goes a week. Weird.
Oh, I've got smoke on the horizon. That's a good working barn fire.
Smoke on the horizon. Fred's listening on the air.
We had a double one over here this morning, and one car caught the other car on fire.
Where's over here?
GR, baby, the good side of the state.
Ah, where the men are men and the sheep are scared.
Now it's a deer.
There you go.
Men are men.
No, that's Dutch country. The Fraulines, Fraulines. What would be the Dutch equivalent to Fraulein?
No, Dutch and German is pretty close, language-wise.
All right. Cameras are looking at it. I sent the reporters into the editorial chat for Spot News. Look at that. I'm doing my job. Unattached garage. Woo!
Man, why couldn't I be that lucky? I had to pay $3,000 to get mine tore down. You know, the one store I haven't checked, believe it or not, Myers. What do you think the possibility is Myers has got it? I've been to all these other independent, small, boutique places, can't find it. What would be the chance that Myers, right there on the corner, would have it?
Oh, the world may never know. I am cleaning up at home.
I'm checking the lead
until I head out later.
Now.
It's at Target, too. I doubt it, though.
And sorry, W8. Meyer does not have your boysenberry juice. Sorry.
I was told anything but maple or corn, you know, the typical brown stuff that all tastes like maple. I mean, maple's sweeter, but maple and corn are very similar. So, it could be cherry, blueberry, boysenberry, huckleberry, you know, blackberry. I've seen blackberry and I think boysenberry. I might have even seen cherry at one point. So, well. All right, I'm home. W8FU.
Well, can you call Mrs. Buttersworth actual syrup? Isn't it its own food group? What about Hershey's chocolate syrup? There you go. Caramel, that would be different. Hey, you can get Frederick. I have my own pure maple, Meyer brand maple syrup. Okay, I found they have something called elderberry syrup, organic elderberry syrup. If you not want to know how much it's going to cost, it is $34. Oh, that's a lot. All right, W.
Perhaps that explains why I can't find it. All right, well, I'm going to get inside, inform the wife that she has put me on an impossible quest and search Amazon. And I don't know. I mean, there's still Whole Food. You know, you can't spend more, so they should have it. So I do want to get my Topo Chico sparkling mineral waters, so I do need to go to some place like that. Trader Joe's, maybe they might have it. I don't know. I'm going to be in the points, you know, where the other half lives, or later today. So maybe I can find something there where elderberry might be the norm. The price tag won't sway anybody. All right, I'm home. Later. W8FU. All righty.
Yeah, lay in from there. You lay that in there. You lay it in good, damn it.
Hey, Sean, what's the name of this stuff? I have the Myers app. I'll look for you. Save you a trip there.
NABDF.
WJ said testing. KF8ARC NHWJ said 600 Garon Jack. NHWJ said Cleveland listening 600.
KF8DQB just testing if my antenna works.
That's pretty good. It has good mobile.
Awesome. That's good to hear. Yeah, I'm using a mobile antenna and I had to solder the connector on, and my soldering skills are not great.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Those things are a pain to put on, but it's better than using the crimp on, I guess, from what people say.
If you don't mind, my daughter is sitting next to me. She would love to say hi if you're okay.
Yes, go ahead. It's always nice to have people that are interested. Hello, hope you're having a good day.
Have a good day.
Alright, yeah, where are you located?
I'm in Macomb, about 21 in Romeo Plank right now.
All right, so you must be on Mount Clemens. I'm on the Holly machine. I'm on St. Davidsburg right now.
Did I hear you correctly? You were on a repeater in Holly?
Yeah, this is a link. How many repeaters there are, but probably 10 or more that are all put together.
I didn't realize the Mount Clemens repeater was linked. Is that an All-Star or Echolink, or what is that? I'm somewhat new to the ham space as of the last, like, 3 months, so I'm still learning a lot.
I just thought I'd leave a break to see if any of the guys that work on the system were around. I'm not sure. I want to say it's All-Star.
Well, interesting nonetheless. Thanks for helping me test, and good to know I at least somewhat did it correctly. KF8DQP, sign it off. Thanks.
Yeah, I wanted to get some microwave lighting involved as well, too, for if the internet is down.
That would be cool. I have heard that term of, like, linking with the microwave frequencies, but... I don't know what that entails, but it does sound cool for not relying on the internet grid.
Yeah, it's a nice system. Usually about 7 in the morning, there's a bunch of us on, and then on the way home from work, there's same group of people usually. I monitor throughout the day, driving around at work, so I'm in and out a lot.
Nice. Well, I'll have to hop on during the rush hour traffic and say hi to the guys. So, thanks again. I'm going to take off. Have a good day. Enjoy your weekend.
All right, you as well. Catch you later. KCADS is at T-Mobile.
W3LNS, W4XED.
WAXED, this is W3LNS.
This is W4XED. I just left work about 5 minutes ago. Should be there in about 15 or so.
Okay, sounds good. I'm sitting on the porch in a sweater because it's cold.
It is most certainly not cold. It's beautiful. 67 degrees.
No, I meant it's cold in the house. I don't know what you got the air on.
Got it on auto, so as long as it's between 71 and 75, it shouldn't be running at all.
Okay, it says 71, but anyway. Hey, you want to swing by and grab me a frozen Coke? That would be wonderful.
Sorry, what was that? You're breaking up. What? What? Yeah, I'll think about it.
Oh, thanks. You're so kind.
Hey, hey. W3LNS, W4XED. I'll be listening.
88, W3LNS out.
I'm going to get this right. WABD.
I need to set my scan up differently.
I need to set mine up, but I've only got it scanning 3 channels. I'm good.
Just I got like 600 memories in this stupid thing. Probably only use about 3 of them, but and I scan like 3 things. One in the memory is near the beginning of the list, one is near the middle, and one's near the end. And so, you know, when you pick it up, when you unkey, it starts scanning again. I pick up the mic and hit it, and it always ends on one that's a million clicks away. So I should put the things I normally scan all together at the front of the radio. That's what I do.
Mr. Smarty Pants.
I have lots of friends. Go ahead. I don't have too much to offer. I thought I heard Tom, and I thought I heard somebody else. And since I recognize Tom, you go first. Tom, hand it off to whoever. But yeah, there's way too many channels.
I think I heard Sean out there too. KGO, hello fellas.
Yeah, that was me, and then I switched into my nasally Mr. Smarty Pants voice. So that may have been who you thought was the other person. But did you get a chance to talk to Mike? Did you figure out what happened? I mean, it's neither here nor there. The window is gone.
Yep, I talked to him today. He kicked himself in the derriere. The email that was sent went to his spam folder.
That's unfortunate. I think he would have had a very good shot, but oh well. There might be another one in a few years.
Are we talking your job?
I mean, possibly. You know, it depends. If they hire from within to replace me, then that position would have to get replaced. But they bring in somebody from outside to do my job, then, which is possible. We're talking about a restructuring even. We're talking about making my job like an associate, a deputy director, and switching the service manager to more of a service manager role. Because I do a lot of. Stuff that's more director related, and so there's could be a little bit of a mix, shake up, and we could change how things are. But as it stands currently, it's if they keep it as it is and they hire somebody from within to do my job, then they'd need another tech at that point. Tell him, Tom.
What was all that gibberish that I barely heard? I don't know where he's at or what frequency he's on, but probably that was terrible.
Is this better?
Sounds like it to me.
Back to the 3 channels that I roam. Richmond, P25, and Warren. And guess where it went? Either way, guys, I gotta go. So, I gotta go let the animals out. Home in the tree in the grave, or whatever they're called. So, you guys have a great day. I'll be back on a little bit later. WABD. Go ahead, John.
I'll be driving for a bit. I'm actually off early today, but I have to go to the in-laws to set up for DirecTV streaming service.
isn't that always the case? You know what bothers me, though? You know, like, if your brother-in-law comes over and helps you put up a fence, everybody's like, oh, yeah, you know, it's like accolades and parades and donkeys, you know, and ponies, and, you know, and if your, you know, sister-in-law, you know, bakes dinner, you know, it's like, oh, my God, you know, it's beautiful, you know, oh, you didn't have to do that, it's a great thing, and all that's true. But you come over and, you know, spend 3 hours trying to get their VCR, you know, hooked up to their, you know, their cable TV working. It's like, you know, that's nothing, you know, so I've always noticed that. Being the computer/electronics guy gets no respect, but, you know, God forbid somebody come out and swing a hammer on a fence and get fed and have beer. About 50% of that. Quite snap, crackly, and poppy, but, yeah, I mean, not all cases fit my mold, but in general, I've done countless hours of electronics pro bono work for people, and, you know, it's never looked at as, you know, quite as significant as somebody coming over and helping you, you know, chop down a tree or put up a fence. No, never understood that. You know, is there something about manual labor that makes it, you know, more praiseworthy or more thankful than, you know, electronics? I don't know. All right, you're really noisy, and I got to get out of here anyhow. I got to start getting ready. Got the grandkids tonight. Got to get out the door. Got some stops to make, and then I got to get over there by 5:30. So then I'll let you go. And by the way, in your travel, I hope they put 442.175 in your radio, because come Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week, that's going to be back online with and connected up to the network here. So that'll give you a real lot of good dealy comes out of downtown Detroit. So the repeater's there now, so you can get a feel for how it works, but it'll be on the network, which everybody loves. All right, I got to get out of here. So after yours, this will have been WAFU.
Okay, I bounced over to the Warren Tower. 442.175, I have that programmed into my mobile, and 4365, so got those all linked up. All I got to do is just flip channels, and I'm ready to go. 73 for now, go get your keys.
Yeah, just real quick, I don't know if anybody ever explained it, but 625 and 175 will be connected together on the CMN network, you know, and then, of course, you know, the FBI was, and then it's all connected together. So while they're all connected together, which is 99% of the time, you know, they all help fill in coverage and holes and stuff like that, which everybody loves. It's everybody's favorite thing in the world. Catch you later, W8FU.
NADDF.
BDCKJO.
Shocker hearing you out and about.
I got off work early. I heard you and, I think Anthony the other night, or you and Dave. I just happened to leave the van, but, I forgot what I was doing, but I didn't want to chime in.
Yeah, I had a good conversation with Dave. That was the first time I talked to him in a while. God, I think we were probably on the air for about 30, 40 minutes.
That's cool. You haven't heard his voice on there for a while. About 5 miles west of your
has been the least of my problems. It's been 53 and then trying to circumvent 53 and then taking all these Macomb Township roads that are always backed up.
Oh, is Garfield now starting to get all clogged up because people found the secret?
It's all right. It's just there's a light every mile, and you're never making it through all of them. And then the other day, I forgot that 53 was a mess, so I hurry up and backtrack down Utica Park back to Shaner, thinking I was going to be sneaky, and Shaner's down to one lane between 21 and 22. So there's just not a lot of good ways to get north right now.
Well, that's why I go down Gratiot, even though I live in Memphis. I go down Gratiot down 19 and go up through Richmond. You know, unless I'm over by the office and I'll take, where do I go? I don't know, I go around the back roads and stuff like that. I come down like Adams Road.
I really should just start taking North Ave. I mean, I got to go pretty east out of my way. But at least I can just burn north, and then I can take the back roads home and not even have to go near 53 or any of that congestion. North Ave, at least when I lived in Armada, commuting North Ave north-south was not bad.
No, that's not bad at all. I mean, you can actually burn up 26, too, because that flows pretty clear. And then you just, you know, go the circle jerk and then get 53 north.
Which bridge are they working on? I keep forgetting to look on my way in the morning.
53?
Yeah, it's like right at 26 somewhere, just south of 26. They're doing something on the bridge. Or they got cones out, but they're not working. It goes down to one lane for like 3/4 of a mile.
That's got to be the 25 then. Because 23 is the last exit before you hit 26. And then after 26 on the left-hand side is the old Van Dyke. So it's got to be 25-mile road I think they're working on.
The problem is North Ave work down. I think they just got cones out.
You can try and go to Armada Center and then take Armada Center up to over there by Crooked Creek Dairy and then go up there and that'll hit you right on to 53 north. You can avoid that whole fiasco out there.
If I'm that far east, I take KPAC to, what is that, Elmont Road. Glover Road, and I run that all the way north to Dryden, and I don't have to deal with anything, but then I got to go way east.
Yeah, so there is no easy way to get out that way.
The easy way is for 53 to do what 53 is supposed to do and be two lanes doing 70 plus miles an hour.
And so they say.
Garfield's actually kind of cruising today. I'm already at 23, so this is good. This is better than it was the other day.
I'm just trying to get down Hall Road, and I'm in a losing battle.
Are you going east or west?
I'm going east. I'm going over to my mother-in-law's house. She lives in Clayton Township off of Garfield and Canal. So, just trying to get there, so I decided to take Delco, see how this goes.
That road's hit or miss, too. It's going to pop you out on Canal, right?
Yeah, pop you out on Canal, and then I'm going to take that down to Saul, and then Saul to 19, and then 19, what is that, Hayes, and then do the left and go down that way. It's all goofy. Not moving too bad, though.
I was just thinking the same thing, and now I'm up to the roundabout at Plank, and we'll see how this goes. This is usually where I get backed up.
And I just had one run today. It's the same account. comp I've been battling early last year with portions of it, but this new stuff has been about 6 months. Spent a ton of money changing out components and updating firmware and software and everything else, and still is the bane of my existence. KCKGO for ID.
Just as I thought, I was going to get stuck at this roundabout.
I still don't understand the concept behind them, because all it allows is people think, oh, I don't have to stop, and they just blow right by you.
They're supposed to be more efficient if people have an IQ above room temperature, but everyone thinks that they either have to blow through it or stop completely, and then it gets backed up, so it's not really adding any sort of efficiency over a light.
No, because it just makes everybody think, me first, I was here, I'm going, and then they just blow right into the circle, right in front of you as you're going around, and then wonder why you smash into their car.
Correct. Well, I'm through it. That's my my last roundabout of the day, thankfully.
Yeah, up there in, what is it, like Farmington Hills or Wixom area, or is that Pontiac Lake Road in M5? There's like six of them in there. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, then you get into Commerce Township. It's ridiculous.
NADF. That's how it is, Auburn Hills, I think. Is that, damn it, I don't know which road that is. Yeah, it's like every half mile, quarter mile, there's a roundabout.
Yeah, Adams Road has a couple. Then you got that stupid crisscross crossover honey bun thing there at University in 75. That thing is a pain in my dear ear. You're in Elmont, right, Dakota?
Correct. About, I don't know, I'm almost as north as you can get.
Oh, see, you live in Inlay City. Trying to figure out who lives in Inlay City, or is there no one? I'm just thinking of somebody else that doesn't actually exist.
Not I. 4 miles south of it, but I do not live there.
Yeah, I looked at the house in KPEC, I think, at one time. Looked at one in Yale. Passed over Emmett. I think I did do Inlay City, though, too. But they were just out of my range and not what I was looking for.
I don't mind the drive. A little squeaky there. I don't mind the drive. I mind the amount of effort I have to put into my yard.
My wife cuts the grass, and every other week I'll go out there and use a little weed whip and do around the picnic table and the fence and everything. I started out, you know, I showed her how to use it, but she blew through the whips in about 10 feet of fence. So I'm like, oh, okay, never mind, I'm going to do it.
If it's outside, it is my problem, unfortunately. But I don't have to clean. I don't have to do laundry.
KE8VSI.
Hello, Senor Greg. ¿Cómo está, KGTGO?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Happy Friday to you. Everybody making their way home?
How you doing, Greg? I'm en route, just struggling to stay awake. I'm glad it's Friday, and I'm ready to do nothing.
Ah, very good. Well, go home and get yourself a nap. It's the perfect afternoon for that.
Canceling her shivers. And then tomorrow, co-worker and I are going to the Tigers game.
I doubled with you. I heard you guys are going to the Tigers game. Very good. And I think Dakota probably heard me. You just go home and take a nap. It's a good day for it. I'll pass it to Dakota.
Yeah, I'm going to try if the kids will let me know. But maybe get them down. Movie will come on 15 minutes. Who are they?
Well, that was terrible. You cut in and out. I don't know if your antenna was zooming up again or not, or you're just in a crappy area.
Yeah, I'm under
the power
lines,
and I was
in
and
out pretty much didn't get much of that.
Come on out.
Talked over each other. Dakota, I think he's very good to hear you. Dakota, you sound better. But yeah, it went crappy for a minute.
Go ahead, Greg. Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem. I was saying the same thing. You weren't good, and that last one was good, so I guess you figured it out.
I don't know, my
figuring it out is always
areas,
good.
I've never been able to deal in these areas.
I found that Mount Clemens works right there around between 23 and 25 on M53. I forget. 26. I think it does pretty good. And I think we heard Mr. FU in there.
Yep, I just said fingering it out is always a good thing. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Let's get a rotation here. Cujo, Sean, Greg, Dakota. Go ahead, Greg.
Howdy, howdy, Sean. I'm assuming you're on your way back to, or I'm sorry, on your way home from work. Dakota, let's say kudos, Sean, you and then me, I don't know. All right, I've got about three things going here, so if I don't answer, just move on without me. Go ahead, Cujo.
Everybody's on their way home. Oh, no, wait, Greg. Greg's already home. You're going to go, what, Sean, you got to go get your grandkids tonight, right? You going to do a pizza bowl with them, or what are you guys doing for Vittles?
Thank you, Tom. I'm going to pick up a pizza for the wife, get her set, and I got to go over to, got the grandkids all evening. The kids are going to a ball game, and there's supposed to be a concert linked to the ball game, and I got the kids for the evening, so that's that. But I'm just going to get my wife. She just wanted a pizza, so that makes it easy. I'll get her as a matter of fact, I'm pulling into the Jets right now. And then it'll be off for the grandkids to do that. So played hooky today, so there was no on the way home from work for me, which is a good thing. Where was it supposed to go from me? I'm thinking it went to Greg.
Okay, very good. I'll take it. Just working on, believe it or not, Sean, you're probably the only one that really knows about this, the software for the Midland radio. It's a doozy, I tell you. It needs SQL Server installed before you can do anything with it. So I am not knowledgeable on SQL at all, so I'm going down a rabbit hole trying to figure it out and get it to work. That's what's happening here besides just chores around the house. Dakota.
I was wondering why I didn't hear you this morning, Sean. I was down in your neck of the woods at the 16th Circuit Court or whatever the hell it's called. And, Greg, I've got questions. You said Midland Radio and SQL Server. Why does it need SQL Server, and why do you have a Midland Radio? I'm curious what's going on there. So educate me when it gets back to you. Tom?
Well, I'm thinking that the SQL Server is because instead of using like an Oracle database or whatever the other databases are out there, at MDB, but to use an SQL with a locking database, that's kind of odd. SQL, if it's SQL Express, it's nice and easy when you load it in there, create instance, put a username in there, call it master, put a password like QWERTY7890 exclamation point or something. Solves all the issues. Takes a little bit longer, but then it's easier to manipulate. Sean.
Okay, I have to switch to ground layer. I don't want to miss this because I want to find out about this SQL thing too. But I have to go in and get my pizza. So I'm going to just listen if I'm sure this is not convenient. And listen out. I'm very curious. Go ahead, Greg.
Oh, all right. Yep, Sean. Well, so you know what I'm talking about. Dakota, you do not. I have a Midland radio because I wanted to get the T-shirt on P25. So instead of doing the Motorola route, I tried to find the cheapest possible way I could do this, which is a Midland commercial radio. That's probably well over a decade old. Of course, so are the Motorolas that anybody would get. But anyway, the GPS software to program it is also very old, and I'm not even sure it's going to run correctly on Windows 10. I might need to go back to Windows XP. But in any case, that software, as soon as it runs, it wants to log into a database server, which I didn't really realize. Kind of been going back and forth on groups.io. Some guy told me I got to have SQL installed, so I did that. I'm still having trouble. In the meantime, the radio works with front panel programming. I just want to see what else I can do with it. Of course, I would need a cable as well at that point, but I'm not going to buy a cable until I get the software running. I think that covers it all. Go ahead, Dakota.
All right. Well, thank you for the explanation. That was a good one. Now I get it. When I think of Midland, I think of GMRS, so I was like, what are you doing with that in software? But now I know. I didn't know that there was a variety of radios out there that you could get to do P25, so interesting. I think it is, oh God, is it Sean or Tom? Sorry, whoever, I think it's Tom.
If you got to run Windows XP on it, you can try it on Windows 7, I think. If you get the version of SQL Express, that's free. And then, let me think here, SQL Express, you can create something simple with that. For Windows XP, you can download a VM, create a VM with VMware, which would be free. VMware, and then put a Windows XP virtual machine on your desktop for Windows 11. And then install the software there and just connect your USB to the virtual machine and do it that way. I've done that before. If you need a cable, there's one on Amazon. It's got like 11 different connectors on it for like $10. And that's what I use to program my radios with. I think Sean's still getting pizza.
No, I got it. I'm on my way home to drop it off. But so as someone who's ignorant to this stuff, I don't know what SQL Server is or does or why you'd need it for anything, let alone for this. But I do know that there are, like, variations of Motorola programming. There's, like, Motorola fleet management-type programming where, like, you do something from a database and then the radios can log in and they can basically download work that's already been done. And then there's the individual CPS where you can actually just program a radio directly. I don't know if maybe that software has two different ways it can operate. Like, you know, one way is, you know, from a database where it gets all the information that's been pre-configured by a system administrator, kind of like provisioning, if you will. Maybe that's why they need that. I don't know enough about what SQL Server is and what it does, if that would even make sense. But, there might be variations of the software or different ways to run the software where one is like, you know, local direct, and the other one is like, you know, something like, you know, I don't know anything about it. You know, we've never ran any Midland products. You know, there were some UHF analog things we ran, you know, a million years ago.
And we didn't even know much about those. And, you know, and then like you pointed out, somebody pointed out the GMRS Midlands, which are a whole different kettle of fish. I mean, having said that, it looks like a fine little radio. But you got to figure out how that software works. But could that be it? You know, you folks that have an IT background that know anything about this, because anything is more than I know. I think it's Greg next, and I got to run this piece in, but I'm going to try not to miss a word. W8FU.
KE8VSI. Yeah, Tom, as far as the operating system, I decided to start with a fresh 10. I've got a PC that I can scrap out. I don't use it for anything. So I started with a fresh Windows 10. The program runs fine. I don't know if that's my issue or not. I just read somewhere in Reddit or something. Somebody said they could never get it going past Windows XP. You know, whether that's true or not, I don't know. But anyway, if I can't get it, I'm not done screwing with SQL. Sean, you're right. There's a couple of ways. This does do the programming you said, like out of a database for provisioning. But it also needs the database for just regular programming, just to create the channels and the zones and all that kind of stuff. It uses SQL Server, which is a database program. So it's basically a front end for the database, is what the CPS software is. So hopefully that'll help a little bit. Dakota, yeah, Midland, way back, I think 2014, they were in the commercial radio business. They did all kind of stuff for fire departments and stuff like that, so lots of P25 radios, and then they got out of it completely, so that's why you kind of relate them with GMRS and things like that. So they used to be, and they're not anymore. Kenwood also makes P25 radios. I think even ICOM has one. But this is the one I found, and like I said, I'm happy it works. I don't need to do anything. I just want to do everything I can with it. Oh, and Tom, as far as the cable, I don't know if it'll do the cable for this one for $10, but I'd be interested if you could get me a link to that. I'm running out of time. Go ahead, Dakota.
I think that was a pretty good explanation, Greg. I just don't fully understand. Like, what are you loading that database with? I may have missed that, but that's my confusion. And to my own ignorance, I didn't know Midland did commercial stuff. I knew ICOM and Kenwood did. I forgot about that, but I didn't know they had P25 rigs out there. But again, I want to play with one. I just don't really have a way to play with one. If that makes any sense, Sean. Maybe Tom, I don't remember, sorry. Tom's up.
It's Greg, if you take a picture of the back of that Midland, I'll see if I can find the connector. I found one for my ball thing and for my QIT and the motor, you know, not my Motorola, but my Olinkos and things like that. That's what I use in my kit one that I have. So, yeah, if you can send me a link to Discord, or a picture of it to Discord, I'll see what I can come up with. Yeah, SQL is a good database. Why they're doing it for radio, I still don't know. But like Sean said, it's for provisioning and everything else like that. And I got to jump out here because I got to go set up this tricky stuff before my mother-in-law has a coronary. So, 73 to everybody. I'll be out in a bit. KCKKO.
I believe it's called a Canon connector. I'm pretty sure they're called Canon connectors. But I didn't get a good look at it. But they're those small circular with the little pins. It's kind of fidgety to work with, but I'm thinking that's what they're called. Greg?
Yep, Tom, if you're still listening, yeah, but Sean's right, Canon connector. Small, round, 6 to 8 pins. Actually, it's female on the radio. And I can get a cable for $60, but the $10 one sounds a lot better. But it's so ancient. It's just old stuff. I'll get you a picture if I get a chance. And the overall idea, Dakota, on the database, I mean, just picture any GPS software. It's got zones, channels, you know, frequencies, are you scanning it or not, all, you know, the GPS codes, all of that. Instead of just having it in, like, a spreadsheet form, you know, that's the front end of it, but it's putting it in a database. That's all. It's just that old and probably that commercial going way back. That's just what they did in those things.
That ain't PDF. No, I was thinking about it all wrong. I was like, well, you got this. I'm thinking of it as like a program, right? Like, you have SQL database with nothing in it, and I'm thinking, which you do, but I forgot that the front end is what's loading it into the database. I was going about it all wrong. That's my fault. Sean?
Yeah, now looking at the pictures from the website, well, from the eBay listing, it looks like a classic, you know, RSS or CPS, you know. It looks like it comes up with, you know, all your fields and everything, and so it just, it's puzzling me that you would need that, you know. I don't know why, but the only thing I would say, I like everything about it, you can do FTP, but the one thing that you got to get the audio up, and I don't think you're going to be able to do that without the cable and the software, because the audio is pretty low on that thing. You know, we've been ignoring it because, you know, you're waiting for the software and the cable, but that'd be the one thing. Other than that, yeah, I mean, what else can't you do? You can do pretty much anything, unless you don't have enough capacity. You know, how many channels is it? You know, if you get one zone, 16 channels, so you got 60, it's a 16-channel radio. Now, granted, you can put anything, you can put anything you want in, but, you know, you might want 32 or, you know, 48, you know. So that would be another reason to have the software so you could expand. I don't know. I don't know. It might already have, you know, 2-3 zones. So, but yeah, anyhow, it's a pretty cool little radio. You know, it's deceiving, though. The price is really, really low, but then by the time you go out and get a battery and an antenna and a charger and all that other stuff, you know, you are getting up into the Motorola range, so you got to give that a thought too.
Yeah, when you add it all up, it's getting up there for sure. But I definitely like form factor better than any of the Motorola's. It's the same form factor as my Redivis RT3F. Real nice. Yeah, I've got 15 of the 16 channels in there, so that's all I need. Getting the audio up, there was two companion programs when I installed all this stuff that I got off of groups.io, and I don't think I need the database for that, so I may just get the cable anyway and see what I can do. I haven't delved into those too much yet. That picture you saw on the website showing all the fields, the buttons across the top are there, but the fields are not there. They won't be there until I can get that database connected and open. So that's what I'm working on right now. Dakota, go ahead.
I'll have to pull up Discord and take a peek at that because I'm curious what this thing looks like. And speaking of RT3S, I keep forgetting to give Tom a number because he wants mine, and he's got my arrow, so I need to do that too. But this Big 5 stuff's intriguing, I'm not going to lie. I think, Sean, the only way I'd be able to do B25 is just in range of Warren, right? Or, yeah.
Yeah, of course, the problem is I've got one repeater in Warren. Then you've got the TJ's VHF machine in Detroit. You can buy these in VHF or UHF. Then outside of that, you got to hit Saginaw, Grand Rapids, Flint maybe. I'm not sure if Flint's got one, but there's nothing else really around. You either got to hit TJ's machine in Detroit, which has a receiver in Mount Clemens, or the Warren machine, which will have a receiver in Mount Clemens Tuesday. So. Now, I plan on putting in a comparator with mine as time goes on and adding more and more receivers, but there are some, you know, there are some transport issues with that have to be, you know, that I don't know what the caveats are going to be. You know, latency is, you know, all important. We got some other stuff coming in the P25 realm, too, that, you know, should make the infrastructure better. I have no desire to make the subscribers easier.
bridge to, you know, a gate to entrance, pay to play, whatever. But no interest in having that any easier. But it would be nice if we could implement the systems a little more universally. Right now, it's very stringent. We got to run Cisco routers, running SLIP connections, not SLIP, serial connections, and to get our VDOT24 moved around, and Quantars and stuff like that. And, you know, it's just, it's very stringent. So, now don't forget, Greg, you can program your radio with your node, and now you got a native P25 radio that can you can use to talk real live P25 to your Pi Star or whatever the hell, Open Spot or whatever you got. So don't forget that. Everything I've done, P25, even if I converted it, was far better than anything else. Fusion was a close second, but a second. So don't, you know, that's one thing people forget. Well, the only thing I can do if I get this is talk on, you know, a couple of repeaters, you know. And, well, you can also talk to your node and have a real P25 radio. And there you can actually talk to a lot more. There's all sorts of talk groups. Now, are they active? You know, not so much, you know. I am the last guy that wants to sell you P25, honest to God. But keep in mind, your node, you know, put in your node frequency or your Pi Star or whatever the heck in there, too. Don't forget that.
Yep, I already have it in there, but I have not tested it yet. So that's on my list. So it's a slow process here. I got it working for what I want it working for. And right now I still don't have the battery charger. I'm thinking next week sometime it should show up. That was kind of a real slow process on getting that. And I don't feel like jerry-rigging another charge into it. But yeah, the Pi Star, definitely going to go and try it out with that as well. I'm going to step out. I'll be listening. I want to dive in and keep going and see if I can get this darn thing working. KE8BSI, I'll be listening. Go ahead, Dakota.
I'm as green can be when it comes to P25, so I think I'm going to go watch some YouTube videos. But I'm going to step out as well. I'm 0.2 miles from my driveway, so I'm going to clear out. Sean, if I don't talk to you, happy Father's Day, and maybe I will talk. I don't know. I'm sure I'll talk to you guys. Everyone have a good weekend. If I don't, 10-8-BDF, I'll be there.
Yeah, really, happy Father's Day to the whole crew, everybody, yourself. Well, I remember you being a new father. Now you're like a rough bad central. So, good deal. And, yeah, it's all fun, right? You got to remember that. It's all fun or else why bother? You know, is it going to be anybody who's looking for, you know, oh, I got to get that because it's going to be this or going to be that. If you got expectations, you're going to be disappointed. If you're doing it because you enjoy it, you're going to enjoy it. I guarantee it. All right. Okay, we'll catch everybody later. Good timing. I'm fast heading for the points, and if things get a little dicey there, and I'm pressed for time. Got to be to their place by 5:30, and I got a store I got to stop at before I get there. This has been a W8FU production, Link for Her Pleasure.
FBI University.
Adversity? Absolutely.
Good afternoon, young man, and where do I sign up for classes?
There you go. There's a ton of people more than willing to help anybody with just about anything. So, you know, that's how it works. And, people generally get the spark of interest, and there's any number of places you can go from there. So, but all fun, right? All fun. And if it ain't, then don't bother. Because if you could go to the circus and see clowns, I guess that's fun. I'm afraid of clowns, but I'm told.
Yeah, it seems like every time I get behind the wheel of my car, I see clowns everywhere. And, yeah, it is kind of fun. If somebody would have told me long ago that I enjoyed kind of fighting with things and trying to figure something out, I thought they were nuts.
I've often said, and I kind of
you know, stick to it, that, you know, a lot of people have a lot of things they do, you know, to, you know, to challenge their mind. They want to go to be Sudoku or Sudoku or what that word game, Wordle or whatnot, or puzzles, or, you know, some people build models. You know, there's all sorts of things that require, you know, different levels of attention and dexterity and mental prowess and stuff like that, and puzzles and all that stuff. And I think those of us here that are doing a lot of this stuff, this is just our Sudoku, you know? It's the next puzzle. You know, this week's puzzle is P25. This week's puzzle is getting correct Midland to work, you know, with the software. So I just think that's, you know, how it is with us.
Yes, sir, and I'm glad because I get to listen in, and I always seem to learn stuff on your network here. T-E-A-W-O-J for ID.
All right, Rick, yeah, I didn't quite notice the voice. I should by now, but, yeah, no problem. So it's always fun. So we got two or three other things going on as well. I've got some repeater work going on next week, which is unrelated. Related and unrelated, both. So that's always fun, too. But good stuff. All right, I'm heading down into the bowels here. I'm down here at 9 mile 994, and I've got to pay attention. I've got to make a stop, pick up some stuff that I can only get right down here, and then I get to my kids by 5:30 so that I can cut them loose for the Tiger game. So I'm going to do that now because traffic's getting kind of heavy here, and I'm getting close to my exit. I got to get off at 94 and Cashew. I'm at Vernier right now. So. After yours, WAW.
Okay, Sean, take care. You don't want to crinkle that mobile there. And have a good one. We'll catch you later. 88WOJ.
K8, are you H? What's up, Anthony? You hear me okay?
Yep, I can hear you just fine.
All right, I'm down here at Cashew and Verner. And got Pamper Patrol, although my kids are way out of Pampers, my grandkids.
Very cool. You're in the neighborhood, and you get to spend time with the grandkids. That's awesome.
Yep, kids are going to a Tiger game. I guess it's a Tiger game and a concert or something tonight. And so I get the grandkids. So I am almost there.
Yes, I believe Ludacris is playing after the game.
All right, I know that one. You know what I didn't know? One of my installer, when he had a whole bunch of pictures posted, and he was with BZ, and he was like, and he had pictures, they had backstage passes and all this, and I'm like, I have no idea who that is.
I'm guessing that's initials for somebody. Is that country guy?
Oh, wow, could it be? I guess. I would have never thought country, but who knows?
I could be wrong. I don't know.
That would explain why I have absolutely no idea who it is.
There's a lot of crossover in all this bro country that's out now, so I don't know if it's country or pop or what it is.
Yeah, I don't, I suppose I should give it a try, you know, listen to it. I haven't listened to any significant country since
my biker days back in the early to mid-80s. And back then I didn't care for what people were listening to, so I was listening to Hank Sr., not Jr. And I just got about all I could handle of it and switched to Michael Jackson. Drove all the other bikers that I was running with nuts. But all right, anyhow, I'm at the kid's house here. I gotta jump out, get inside. They said be there by 5:30. I don't think they're ready yet, but I'm gonna be on time. Catch you later. I don't know what you got planned or anything like that, but I don't know if we're gonna be out and about. I'll see what the heck the kids want to do. They probably, my grandson probably wants to play video games, and I have no idea what my granddaughter's gonna want to do. We'll see. I'd like to do something. WAFU.
All right, have a great evening and enjoy. KE8RUH.
I'll be clear.
KE8RUH.
KE8VSI Mobile.
WD8KLL. WDA KLL KS8 GIC.
DDQ monitoring.
Station monitoring, this is W8BFJ.
Yeah, copy that. I believe we spoke the other day. This is KF8EDQ, Mike up in Saginaw.
Yeah, okay, Mike. Not sure if I remember here. I was trying to see if I had your call written down. No, but I'll write it down now. I think you said Mike. The name is Greg, Golf Romeo Echo Golf.
Yeah, copy that, Greg. I don't have the sheet where I wrote down your call sign. It's inside, but I think I remember it. It sounds familiar, and I'm pretty sure I remember writing it down. But yeah, Greg, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm just checking out a few things here, program-wise, on my programming. Customer programming software, but I heard you call and I wanted to, didn't want you to hanging on there, so I thought I'd answer you.
Copy that. I think maybe it's more, so I'm new to the whole ham game, so maybe it's, if I'm just monitoring, I should just throw my call sign out there. Yeah, I mean, I'm always glad to talk to people, though. It's good to hear you, and, yeah, if you're just answering call sign, that's fine. This is KF8EDQ. I'll be clear and monitoring after your final. You said you're coming in clear.
Yeah, so are you, Mike. You sound good into the system. Good clear signal, good audio. Yeah, if you're calling, you know, you can always say you're looking for a CUSO or you're calling on this frequency. Monitoring's okay, I guess. I used to do the same thing, but I like to let people know I'm looking for a CUSO. All right, 7-3, have a good evening. And we will hopefully talk to you again. KD8EDQ, W8BIJ, 7-3.
aren't you supposed to be home?
I stopped by my mother-in-law's to install her DirecTV Stream units and got that all set up. And of course, being 82 years old, I had to spend an hour of training.
You'll be back.
She had U-verse and it was all messing up and she was paying an ungodly amount of money for it, so got rid of that. She got a credit on the account for that. She still has speed internet, so that's done. But it's got a cable remote and she understands it now.
You're such a good son-in-law. All right, well, we wanted to say hi. We're almost to the driveway and heard your call out there, so... Hi. I didn't say this. W8V.
Well, hello to W8VD and Mrs. W8VD 73, and enjoy your evening. I'm going to be mobile for a bit. GZ8KDO.
She told me she is not Mrs. VD. I just got yelled at because of you.
Gotcha, Marion. Hello.
She says hello. So, I was thinking of changing the call. N8STD.
Killing me.
I go. In the driveway. Later, Gator. WBD.
KCAK Joe Mobile Monitoring.